This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, September 22nd, the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 20 year C, serving one master. Dear friends, here we go again. In case you haven't been paying attention, Jesus reminds us over and over what our priorities must be. We've been saved by the blood of Christ. His saving grace is a gift outright. Baptism makes us Christians, but only if we live in his love. If we don't, well, we're not really Christians. We're just baptized pagans masquerading as Christians. To be a Christian means to follow Christ. It's as simple as that. We must take up our cross and follow him, knowing that at the very least our faith will cost us time, treasure, and convenience. Knowing too that down the centuries it's cost countless Christians a steady stream of blood, sweat, and tears. To serve one master, to carry the cross, means to put down the iPad, the 5-iron, and the remote. We need not throw them away, but we must understand that all the things the world values are potential distractions. We must treat them accordingly, which is why we must know our priorities. Loving God and neighbor, rejoicing always in the Lord, building his kingdom, serving the least among us, witnessing Christ's love in the world. We must develop habits of virtue, reflexes of holiness. We must leave no room for sin, filling our souls from the bottomless font of God's grace. We must seal up the avenues of temptation and disquietude and open our hearts to the countless opportunities for goodness. We must give and forgive, humbly serving one master, Almighty God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's very easy to write all that down, packing it into one paragraph. Living it, packing it into one's lifetime, well, that's a very different story. That's where faith comes in. In Christ, we know we always have instant expert help, only a prayer away. The Father who made us, the Son who saved us, the Holy Spirit who inhabits our every cell. God is with us always. His love is never rationed. He's not rigged the game against us. He doesn't want us to fail. He wants us safely home with him. His advice is simple, direct, and effective. In euphoric success, serve the Lord. In confusion, serve the Lord. In disappointment, serve the Lord. In failure after failure, serve the Lord. In despair, serve the Lord. That's the glory of serving our one master. In God, there's no confusion, no disappointment, no failure, no despair. There's only his love and all the gifts of his love: faith, hope, courage, wisdom, serenity. My friends, our master knows our limitations. He knows our potential. He does not demand that we produce results. He gives us no quotas for prayer or good works. Our master loves us unconditionally, in our sins and in our foolishness. We are the master's masterpiece, the product of his love. He delights in us, asking only that our lives witness his love, praising the Father, following the Son, answering the Holy Spirit. Praising God is not a divine ego trip. It's practical advice aimed at aligning our lives with our Master's purpose, steering us towards earthly serenity and eternal happiness. Paul tells us, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That's the kind of Master we have. There never was and never will be another. Never petty, ever patient, always loving. Thank you, Master. We love you. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.